Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredian. Tonight on Arrow Talk, we will be talking about Legacy, Episode 5 of, I'm sorry, Season 5, Episode 1. Let me correct you. Yes, Season 5. OMG, does this mean this will be the last of the flashbacks? There's rumors online that the writers have said that this will end all flashbacks after season 5. So let's see if they keep their words on season 6, if there is one, and we'll see. It looks like Arrow has taken a ratings dive, which is a little concerning, since episode 23 of season 2, which was the finale of Arrow, it was at a ratings of a 2.19, so it's 2 million. And 190,000 viewers. So we go from that to the season opener of season 5. It dropped to a 1.87 for this season opener of Arrow. Again, it's season 5. It's not your new shows that are debuting. So, of course, a lot of people that even remotely listen to a, what, season 5? I'm not going into that. So it looks like we're kind of like the main dedicated viewers are now hanging on to season 5 as Arrow has dropped a little in the ratings. Now, overall, in season 4 of Arrow, it was steadily at a 2.6 million was the season opener of season 4, definitely higher than season 5. I'm hoping Arrow will definitely pick up again as Arrow is recruiting new people to his team. And also, here are a couple of the titles of the upcoming season. First one is Legacy, which we'll be talking about tonight. And then next week it's called The Recruits. After that, A Matter of Trust. After that, Penance. After that, Human Target. Episode 6 would be So It Begins. Episode 7, Vigilante. So far, no Kevin Smith episodes on Arrow. I wonder if they're going to give him a chance to do what he's been doing on The Flash, because we see that Kevin Smith will be returning on directing an episode in Season 3 of The Flash. All right, we're live right now for the next 26 minutes, so please call in. Our number is 914-338-1036. We have our first caller from area code 239. Who could it be?
The Green Arrow. What's up?
Oh, no. It's... I'm going to be Flashpoint Arrow.
It's Matt.
I'm going to be Flashpoint Arrow. I am...
Oh, sure.
Not Oliver Queen. I am Oliver Queen's father. Or
that would have been awesome.
Right.
That would have been awesome.
All right, man. Welcome back to the Arrow Talk Podcast. You know the rules. We're just talking about Arrow. What'd you think of this season opener of season 5 of Arrow?
I thought it was great. I mean, awesome opener. Like, it's the parts where Thea's talking to the lieutenant, and then you see Oliver kicking some serious butt. I loved it. And then we see Anarchy again. That was so cool. I knew he was going to come back. I knew it, because you know at the end of season 4, he didn't die, and then he has, like, a thing with Thea. And the thing with Thea, I didn't care for. She's a bit like the way she was in season 1. I mean, Jesus, Thea, just come back. We need the old Team Arrow again. And Which, see, I did like all the action scenes, like when he's fighting Tobias Church. Like, there was a cool scene where he's like trapped, and it reminds you of the pilot. He goes, "No one can know my secret."
Yeah.
And you see him as Mary Queen, and you see the statue of Laurel and Lance broke up with Donna. I don't know why that happened. I thought he was happy.
Yeah. And you notice how they were like, "Oh yeah, we broke up." I'm like, "Well, what? Huh?"
Yeah. And then the big shock is Felicity has moved on. She has a new boyfriend. I mean, what the heck? Felicity?
Oh yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
How did she get that new guy in her life?
She's not waiting. She's not waiting for Oliver anymore. She's moved on. All right, let me read the quick synopsis that about Legacy that aired on October 5th. That starts with 5 months after Damian Dark was defeated, Oliver distracted from his new duties as mayor by continuing as Green Arrow alone, while his old team members have gone their separate ways. He is encouraged by Felicity to build a new team by recruiting new amateur vigilantes appearing in Star Cities like Renee Ramirez. A new criminal crew appears headed by Topaz Church and kidnaps Oliver in a bid to draw out and kill Green Arrow, thereby taking over the city. He is rescued by Speedy, but she permanently quits the team after seeing that Oliver is again willing to kill. Church escapes, captured by Green Arrow and several police officers. Then later, unites all the organized crime cartel and street gangs under his leadership. Oliver finally agrees to form a new team and includes Curtis at the latter's request. Elsewhere, a mysterious hooded figure in black attacks a policeman. In a flashback, Oliver encounters his old friend, Anatoly. How do you say her name? Russia?
Anatoly, I think.
Anatoly agrees to help him kill Kovar, the tyrant running Talon's village by initiating him to the Bradva so Oliver can get closer to Kovar. Okay, are we done with these flashbacks? What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm pretty much done. I mean, first back on the island and out of Russia, they did the dumb Hong Kong flashbacks. I mean, come on, people. Why do you gotta continue doing this stupid flashbacks? Yeah. Like when he was with Tiana saying, "You have to go there and make me a promise and kill the man who was responsible for her family." And, like, the flashbacks are so dumb now. Just stick with present day. This is a Green Arrow TV show, not all about Oliver Queen. I mean, come on. But I did like
action. Is that these flashbacks, they take time, they take story time away from the main story. I don't know why they continue with these flashbacks.
Yeah, the flashbacks are terrible. I just like the action scenes. Like, oh my gosh. The action scene at the end where Green Arrow is fighting Tobias Church and then he tries to hop on the helicopter and trying to catch Church. That was amazing. I absolutely loved this scene. The fight scene in the episode reminded me of the Batman Arkham games on how Batman takes out all the bad guys and this new Dark Archer, I wonder who he is. I mean, it'll be crazy.
If you could guess who it is, who would you say?
Robert Queen,
most likely.
Ooh, Tommy, that would be a crazy.
Because the Flashpoint, Tommy never died or something like that.
Yeah, probably in the alternate timeline or with this timeline. Tommy could not be dead because, I thought it was a very, 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 very cool episode to kick off the season. The whole thing of not dying with Dig and that he's back in the Marines. I mean, I really like Diggle, and I hope he comes back to Team Arrow at some point.
I'm sure they're going to milk this for a while and then make us wait, and then probably by mid-season, you know, when they right before they take off for Christmas break.
They'll
probably have
for
like
the
a
crossover.
They go coming back.
Well, I think when the crossover
like,
happens,
I'm here,
it's going to inspire them to come back together, because we're going to get the Flash. We're going to get Supergirl. We're most likely going to get Superman. We're going to get Martian Manhunter and The Legends of Tomorrow. I mean, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be – did
so
you watch
good.
That Superhero Fight Club 2.0?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That
I
was
mean,
pretty
I love
cool.
How they
I love that.
I hope they keep doing that, you know, for each season.
No, but they did that back in season 3, and that was so darn cool. And I just loved how Cisco was. Cisco was so funny, and then seeing Arrow kidnap Supergirl, and then she goes, "You don't have a kryptonite arrow in your quiver, don't you?"
Huh?
Yeah.
That's
I
great.
Just can't wait for the big
right,
crossover.
So, Arrow is still doing strong with us. Think, Matt, why do you think viewers are going down on Arrow? What do you think is going on?
I don't
on?
Know. Maybe they're watching some other show or not so into it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that to be excited about an awesome superhero show?
Hey,
I mean,
I'm just excited Damian Dark's not on it no more.
I know. My friend Derek, who called me the other day, and goes, "Matt, is Damian Dark dead on Arrow?" He goes, "Yeah." I tell him, "Yeah, that he's gone for good. Oliver killed him," because I guess him and his wife are and his kids watch Arrow. Because he called me when he was watching The Flash, and he goes, "Matt, what's going on in The Flash right now? I have no idea what's going on."
He has no idea. Oh my
God. And I had to explain it to him. He knows that I've been the number one guy to call on what's going on with these comics and these episodes. I'm trying to get Derek to call in. He said he'd try, but I guess he's too busy right now. But, man, I thought this new guy, Tobias Church, he's very big. He's almost like Daniel Brickwell.
Oh, my gosh. He looks like a beast.
Yes, he
like
is just
beast.
Crazy.
I mean,
and then we
the
got
the way he was punching that guy.
Yeah, and
I
think it's going to be a total big fight between Green Arrow and Tobias Church, and then we get Mr. Bertinelli too. I thought he died.
Frank I thought Bertinelli. So too. That's why we haven't seen the Huntress.
I know. I hope to see the Huntress come back this season. Oh, and there's some big stuff going around for the 100th episode. We get Arrow 100
this
season.
I hope they bring her back.
We're getting Deathstroke, Mandy Bennett. We're getting Earth 2, Green Arrow, Robert Queen, even his mom's coming back.
Right, Robert Queen.
Laurel's coming back.
Yeah, I heard
and,
of that one too. Yeah.
Tommy's coming back. I mean, that's going to be way interesting. I mean,
way too much.
The 100th episode.
There's so much going on Arrow. I just want to say thank you to the writers and producers for keeping Arrow going. Hopefully, we'll get another 5 more seasons because there's plenty of stories that we can tell with Arrow.
Yes, Green Arrow himself. I thought it was a
fantastic
episode.
All right, Matt. Well, we're going to wrap up the show here. So if you want to give us a shout out and you know, tell the fans to keep watching Arrow.
Hey guys, keep watching Arrow. It's a great show. Can't wait for Wednesday night's episode to see how this new team does, and I hope it's a trustworthy team that Oliver can have. And I am the Green Arrow.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be doing Gotham Talk and DC Legends Talk tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
All right,
Matt, have a good night, sir.
Yeah, bye.